The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Matthew 27, 52 and 53, during the time of Jesus' death and resurrection, speaks about graves being opened and bodies of dead saints being raised. Did these bodies go with the Lord when he ascended, or did they go back into the graves? Let's talk about it today here on Grace in Focus, and we're glad that you're joining us, friend. Grace in Focus is a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Our website is faithalone.org. There are many things of a free grace nature there for you, one of which is our daily blog. We'd love for you to get signed up and receive our blog automatically. You can do so at our website, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
Bob, we have a great question, one that I hear occasionally come up when people discuss the Bible, and it deals with a couple verses found in Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53. And this is from Megan, and she wants to know what we think is going on here. In Matthew 27, verses 52 and 53, this is talking about the resurrection of the Lord when he rose from the dead. I'm talking about when he died. And it says, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection," and I think that's something we need to discuss as well, "they went into the holy city and appeared to many." So after the resurrection of the Lord, well, first of all, in verse 52, it says, "And the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of believers were raised." And this is in Jerusalem. But then in the next verse, it says, "after his resurrection." And so Megan asks, what happened to these believers who got up out of their graves, and specifically, were they taken into the heavens? And so her question is, are these people who later died? Now I'm reading into it. I'm pretty, because this is the way it's been asked to me through the years. Did these people rise and then they died again? Or were they risen in glorified bodies and taken up to be with the Lord? Or what's going on there? That's the question.
Okay, Ken, there's about three things here that Megan is bringing up. First of all, I think it's important to recognize that there are evangelicals that question if this even happened. For example, Michael Lycona, who's a professor at a Baptist theological school in Houston, Texas, he presented a paper in which he said that he thought this was most likely an apocalyptic image or apocalyptic imagery. And he said this may well not have happened, that Matthew is simply putting this in to show that what Jesus, when he rose from the dead, that this was a key eschatological event. This was a key apocalyptic event. Well, later, Lycona lost a lot of speaking engagements and got lots of criticism. And as a result, he came out and said, "I never said it didn't happen. I just said it might not have happened." Well, I don't know about you, Ken, but I think if you say it might not have happened, then you really don't believe in the inerrancy of Scripture, no matter how much highfalutin language you use.
Right.
I mean, it's clear. They rose.
Yeah. Now, do you remember how he argued that? Because I've heard that before, but I can't remember when they said it's apocalyptic. It's just using, what would he say, that Matthew is just simply using very expressive language to talk about an end of time event, even though it didn't occur, or something like that?
Yeah, I think he quoted from some Jewish writings from around the time of Christ where they use fanciful language like cows that were flying through the air, things like that, and that we know didn't happen. And so they just use that to say this was some kind of an amazing event. But of course, if you say that, then how do you know the temple veil was torn? I mean, maybe that's an apocalyptic image. And how do you know anything in the Gospels is actually what it says if you can start picking and choosing what things actually occurred. Because Matthew 27, 52, and 53 does not read like some sort of a parable. It doesn't read like some sort of a illustration. Matthew is telling us what actually happened. Would you not agree with that, Ken?
Oh, no, I agree with that. So the question that Megan is asking then is, okay, we believe in the inspiration of scriptures. We're not saying this is just some fanciful description of, like, for example, I'm assuming that those who see it as apocalyptic would say something like, you know, just like in Revelation when Satan is pictured as a dragon, he's not really a dragon, you know, and so, this language is just talking about this wonderful thing that happened. Okay, but we're saying, no, this actually happened. So the question would be, what kind of bodies did they have? Or did they rise in glorified bodies? Or did they go to be with the Lord after they went into the city and they appeared to people? What happened to them?
It's coming. It'll be here before you know it. What am I talking about? The Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2025, May 19th through 22nd at Camp Copus, an absolutely beautiful campground in North Texas, right on the lake with lots of recreation, great food, a great place to stay, wonderful fellowship, and wonderful Free Grace Bible teaching. Information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. First-timers waive registration fees. faithalone.org/events.
What kind of bodies did they have? Or did they rise in glorified bodies? Or did they go to be with the Lord after they went into the city and they appeared to people? What happened to them?
Okay, so there's multiple things we can say. First of all, these are not church-age believers.
Right.
So they're not going to go in the rapture of 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. It's the dead in Christ who will rise first, which dead in Christ almost certainly is referring only to church-age believers. We don't know when the Old Testament believers will be raised, but most likely it's going to be at the end of the tribulation before the millennium, because they have to be judged.
So 7 years after the church is taken to be with the Lord.
That's my guess. But the other part of it is, when were they raised? You were reading this and you said they're raised at the time Jesus died on the cross. Maybe.
Well, no, in verse 53 it says, when he rose.
Right, so there's two views. One view is, they rose when Jesus died on the cross, and then they started, however, going around Jerusalem after he rose from the dead.
Oh, I see what you're saying. After his resurrection, they went into the city.
Yes. So prior to that, maybe they were just visiting with friends or something. I don't know, at the local Motel 6 or something. I don't know where they went. But I think the most likely understanding is they rose when he rose.
Okay.
So he rose from the dead. They rose. Then they went around Jerusalem and people saw them. The text ends by saying they went into the holy city and appeared to many. We're not told, well, then what happened? It seems to me, just like we aren't told that Lazarus later died, we know Lazarus later died, right?
Right. And that's always been the way I've taken it. You know, that this is kind of like, this is similar to Lazarus.
And Jesus raised at least 7 people from the dead in the recorded record. And there are Old Testament people who were raised from the dead too. But they died again. And Megan's question about glorified, no, they can't be glorified until the time of their resurrection. This wasn't a permanent resurrection. This was more like a revivification. Yeah, they were raised from the dead temporarily, but they died again. If I had to guess, I'd say they died again within hours or days after they appeared to many.
That's the way I just always assumed that. Now, obviously, it's not written like that, but yeah, they appeared. It was a witness that he was the Christ. And once that was done, what, their function, their job there was over. And I've just always assumed that they died pretty quickly, but it doesn't say that.
Right. But that's a reasonable assumption. We know they can't be glorified yet because 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4 make it clear that glorification for the church age believer occurs at the time of the rapture, and certainly Old Testament saints won't be glorified before New Testament saints. It could be that that occurs simultaneously, but more likely the Old Testament saints are going to wait 7 years.
Yeah, and the way Megan words it is, were they taken to heaven, we would assume then, let's just kind of summarize what we've been saying. These folks rose from the dead. They went into the city, and it seems like with his resurrection, okay, so they, and by the way, that would attest to the power of his resurrection, right?
Right.
That this is a foreshadowing of the coming resurrection when we will all be given glorified bodies. This is a foretaste of it, if you will. So they go into the city, they proclaim it, they die pretty quickly. And then her question is, did they go to the heavens? We would say that when the Lord ascended, they left Hades, their souls left Hades, and went to the third heaven to be with
the Lord. Soul and spirit. The immaterial, it depends if you're a dichotomist or trichotomist, but yeah. And of course, there's some sort of intermediate body. But here's what would have happened. They would have been in Hades, right? And then Jesus rises from the dead, and they suddenly go from Hades back to earth. Their body is reunited with...
like Lazarus.
Yeah, except in some of these cases, they may have been dead for years. So how God did that, I don't know. Maybe he undoes the corruption, or maybe he lets them appear to people looking like zombies. I don't know. But in any case, they rise from the dead. And then, within hours or days, they die again and they go back to Hades. And their body goes back to being buried, right? Of course, it's possible when they were raised, they were more like Samuel. Remember when Samuel met with King Saul with the witch at Endor?
Right.
Well, he didn't rise from the dead. He just appeared.
Mm-hmm.
He appeared in bodily form, but he didn't rise... Moses appeared at the Mount of Transfiguration, but he hadn't yet been raised. So it's possible when it says they were raised, it may not mean they were resurrected.
I've never heard that before.
It could just mean they were raised up from Sheol and they appeared in an intermediate body, but their bodies were still in the tomb.
That's a good point. That's a great point. The disciples were talking to Elijah and Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration. Yeah, they appeared there. There's another option for you, Megan.
Isn't it great, Ken, the difficult questions these people ask? Megan, that's a great question.
Yeah.
I've aged 2 years trying to answer this one question.
Bob and I's brains are too old. You can't be asking questions like this.
I know it. That's exactly right. Great question. And remember,
keep grace
in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. On our next episode, how is the word gospel used in the Bible, and is it always referring to the same good news? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.